Watch Ken Cuccinelli takes on Debbie Wasserman Schultz, You Can Get Away With Not Telling the Truth. By John Binder on October 30, 2019. Acting United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, Director Ken Cuccinelli hit back against Senator Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, after she falsely accused him and President Trump of promoting a heinous white supremacist ideology. During a hearing before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Wasserman Schultz falsely claimed that Cuccinelli and Trump were part of a heinous white supremacist ideology by enforcing long-standing national legal immigration law that protects American taxpayers from subsidizing welfare for legal immigrants who want to permanently resettle in the United States. The exchange went as follows. Wasserman Schultz, Mr. Cuccinelli, under your leadership, USCIS has actually bragged about systematically restricting illegal immigration. And I think it's important for us all to be clear about what you have been aiming to accomplish. My constituents, Americans across the country, are not fooled by this administration's facetious attempts to distinguish between documented and undocumented immigration. You and Mr. Trump don't want anyone who looks or talks differently than Caucasian Americans to be allowed into this country. Cuccinelli, that's false. Wasserman Schultz, I'm sorry, please don't interrupt me and I'd like my time back. Cuccinelli, that's defamatory. Wasserman Schultz, excuse me, there's nothing defamatory about it. You want to block all immigration and make life harder for immigrants and you have demonstrated that you will pursue this heinous white supremacist ideology at all costs even if it means making critically ill children your collateral damage in the process. Mr. Cuccinelli, has USCIS done any analysis as to how many children may stop receiving critical services due to fear of losing legal status under this rule? And I'd like you to answer that question, please. Cuccinelli, after declaring that I am not a white supremacist as you alluded, nor is the president. Wasserman Schultz, you have white supremacist policies. Facts matter. Cuccinelli, yes, they do. Truth matters. Wasserman Schultz, that's why I'm stating them here today. Cuccinelli, no, you certainly are not. You're certainly cloaked in legislative privilege. That means you can get away with not telling the truth. Wasserman Schultz was referring to the Clinton-era public charge rule that the Trump administration will finally begin enforcing for the first time in two decades. The regulation will be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut, the amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. The National Academies of Science released a report 2 years ago, noting that state and local American taxpayers are billed about $1,600 each year per immigrant to pay for their welfare, where immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of the more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entering the country every year use about 57% more food stamps than the average native-born American household. Overall, illegal and legal immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households and 44% more in Medicaid dollars. This straining of public services by a booming 44.5 million foreign-born population translates to the average immigrant household costing American taxpayers $6,234 in federal welfare. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.